Time for the staycation setup where we catch cheaters live on your radio. It's the morning mess here. We got Ariana on the line in Gilbert. Now, Ariana, you think that your man is cheating with his roommate's sister?
Yes. So my boyfriend, Michael, we've been together now for about a year and a half and been going great so far. For as long as I've known him, he's lived with the same roommate for this entire time. Now, for the past 2 months, though, his roommate's sister, Bethany, has been staying there. And I personally, I get it. I would do anything to help my siblings, but I don't really feel comfortable with it just because I'm like, well, there's going to be a girl staying with you. But to reassure me, he's like, oh, why don't you come over and meet her? I'm like, sure. And I met her. She's nice. But it doesn't change the fact that there's another girl staying at my boyfriend's apartment. I mean, ultimately, I do trust him. So I'm trying to just let these feelings subside. But I'm not sure if I'm overthinking things. But literally every time I go over, it just feels like Bethany and Michael just have gotten like closer and closer. They're always watching TV together. They have little like inside jokes. And when I'm over there, it constantly feels like now like I'm being the third wheel.
Was it just kind of friend vibes?
Okay, so I'll give you an example. Last week, I stopped by his place without letting him know, which is not uncommon, right? I mean, I've done this before she was there. So I let myself in, and then this is walking around, no pants, with this oversized t-shirt on. And I'm like, first of all, I'm like, no pants, girl, what are we doing? But she turns around, she's wearing this oversized t-shirt, and it's my boyfriend's t-shirt.
Yep, that'll do it.
Don't like that.
Again, I'm kind of just like, did you not know? Did you think it was your brother's? Like, I don't think she's that dumb. So I just got right into it, and I just pointed out how appropriate that was. And she just said that I was being overly dramatic. And then when I brought it up with Michael, he was on her side.
Ugh.
Oh, wow.
It just pissed me off because as a woman, it's like, should know how weird that is and should be a little more respectful. But then like, what also pisses me off even more is that Michael doesn't even see that there's a problem with it. I mean, at first I thought I was overthinking, but, you know, the little things I picked up, the inside jokes, the playful, like, not, like, touching, I can't describe it. Like, but then combined with the t-shirt incident, I full-blown just think they're hooking up when I'm not around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, trying not to be the jealous girlfriend, but, like, obviously I'm still coming off like that. But
I
have this feeling. I can't describe it.
Yeah.
Valid.
No, that's valid. I mean, first of all, women are all born with intuition, and I could see why you would feel that way. So let's just get right to this one. I don't think there's any follow-up questions. It's pretty much straight to it. You went over, and your man's roommate's girlfriend's walking around in his t-shirt with panties under it.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah.
That should just about do it.
We're going to call your man. What's your man's name?
Michael. No, actually, we're not going to call him. I want to call Bethany.
Oh, you want to call the roommate's girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, it gets better.
Here we go.
All right. What's her name again?
So it's his roommate's sister, and her name is Bethany.
So here we go. Sienna, you're going to call Bethany?
Yeah, I'm going to offer her a free romantic stay. I'm going to ask who she wants to put on the reservation, and that's when we find out, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Bethany?
Hi, yeah, this is she.
Hey, Bethany, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. And I have some awesome news for you, girl. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Oh, no thanks. Thanks for calling, though.
Of course. Well, I did want to let you know before you hang up that we want to put you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite with the honeymoon package all for free. So is that something you'd be interested in?
Not really. Thank you so much, though. Have a great day.
Well, just one more thing I want to let you know. We'll give you all of that weekend stay for free if we get a Google or Yelp review in return. So it's a pretty sweet deal, and it's a very simple process, Bethany.
Just for a review, you're not going to stick me in, like, hours-long timeshare?
No, nothing like that. Yeah, just the review. A very easy process. We won't bother you after your stay here.
Okay, that sounds cool.
All right, well, congratulations, Bethany. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guests you are bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Okay. I'll do saucy.
Okay. And what would you like the note to say?
Okay, I'll have it say, I hope you're ready for what I'm going to do to you tonight.
Okay, girl, I have that written down for you. And then just one more question. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Yeah, his name is Michael.
I knew it. You were both lying about what was going on between you two.
Hello?
Bethany, really quick, legally, we got to let you know you're live on the air. Our show's called The Morning Mess. We got Ariana, Michael's girlfriend, on the line with us. Whoever heard this whole conversation.
I knew there was something going on between you and Michael. And since he didn't have the to be honest, I needed to hear it from one of you. So you know what? I ended up hearing it from the who he's sleeping with.
You're really so insecure that you had to set all this up. I mean, I guess you should be because we have already hooked up.
Insecure? More like confirming what I already knew and that you two were too to tell me in person. Do you feel good about lying? Are you proud to go and hook up with a guy who's already in a relationship? You're just a shitty ass person who doesn't give a
I'm not that shitty of a person. Your boyfriend is the one who owes you shit. I don't have any loyalty to you, so you should be talking to him and not calling me like as if you know me. He made the first move, okay?
Made the first move. You can say no. You don't have to be a bitch about it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you've seen him, you're dating him, he's hot. Why would I say no?
Okay, Bethany.
I don't mean to be a bitch, but how the do you think I feel? You're involving me in your relationship and blindsiding me on the radio with this shit?
You got
when
involved.
You have problems with your man? This is all on him. He didn't have self-control.
Both of you guys.
I involved you. You involved yourself the moment you decided to stick your tongue in his mouth and wherever else you did. Do I fully blame you? No. 100%, Michael is just as at fault. But at the same time, you could have also not slept with him.
Why are you calling me? Go call your boyfriend.
Well, she's going to do that, but what is your brother going to think? You're sleeping with his roommate, and his roommate obviously has a girlfriend, Ariana, here.
She's probably with all of his friends. If this is how she is with one of her friends has a boyfriend, I'm sure she slept with many of his friends.
Okay, relax. The rest of his friends are ugly.
All right, there is a lot here. So, safe to say, Ariana, you're done with Michael?
Yeah.
As she should have told him
Bethany,
and not
stop.
Me into all this.
Stop.
Yeah, you're done, girl.
Stop.
She hung up. Ariana, obviously, she's caught up. She's probably calling Michael right now and telling him, you're free.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts now that there isn't the danger of sneaking around. What does she think? That he's not going to do that to her or somebody else?
Yeah, the way you find him is the way you lose him. I say you bang her brother.
Yes, I would agree. Sienna?
Sure, go for it.
I would if he was cute. They're both ugly.
Well,
paper bags do fun things.
Yeah, take one for the team. Turn the lights off. You're fine.
He's a two-bagger. One bag over his head, one bag over yours.